Our brand story is the why behind our business. It's the thing that makes us get up every morning and be boss even when it's really, really hard. And it's the thing that's going to connect you with people on a deeper level. Tom's is one of my favorite examples of how a brand story can actually be the cornerstone of your success. I'm sure you're familiar with Tom's, but just in case you aren't, their platform is that for every pair of shoes you buy, they give a pair of shoes to a kid in need. In their founder's book, Start Something That Matters, he talks about being in the airport and seeing a lady in line with a pair of Toms on. He asks her about her shoes, and she launches into this big story of how Toms is the most amazing company and that if you buy a pair of shoes, they give a pair of shoes away. She tells him his brand story with so much excitement and enthusiasm because she felt that she was a part of something bigger than herself because she used her money to buy something that helped someone else. She felt good about making that purchase, and she felt a part of that company and what they were trying to do, their mission. That feeling was shared by many people, and it's what's made Tom's known and has made that company grow to where it is today. Because let's face it, Tom's are not the most beautiful shoe you'll ever have. They're not the most comfortable, but you feel great about buying them. You're probably thinking, I don't have a story like Tom's. I don't have a charity. I don't do anything that's as important as buying kids' shoes. But that's not true, because your brand story is about connecting with people. It's about having something similar in your story that connects with their needs and values. You and I are here today because of my brand story, because I realized when I went full-time working for myself that I just didn't know what I didn't know, and I had to hustle hard and figure things out. And through that experience, it became my expertise, and I found a passion along the way for teaching other people how to do what I do. That led me to create this course and have this conversation with you right now. The other day, I met a new event coordinator for my husband's business. I noticed that she had on this really beautiful necklace, and I thought to myself, that looks just like the kind of jewelry that my friend who owns New Eve Jewelry makes. And I said, hey, I love your necklace. And she in return excitedly tells me this whole story about how she went to the farmer's market for the very first time, and there's this girl there who has all this beautiful jewelry, and she's a single mom, and she has two little kids, and she comes to the farmer's market every weekend to sell her jewelry, and that some of it is made out of recycled pieces, and how she didn't even know that, and that's not why she bought the jewelry, but how cool it was, and she's showing me the necklace and all the little details and everything, and I was right. It was my friend Megan's jewelry, and I cannot wait to talk to Megan and tell her that someone was out there sharing her story, raving about her jewelry. It's just like the lady at the airport who excitedly told the brand story of Tom's to its founders. Valerie was telling the story of Megan's jewelry, her brand story, and FYI, I've seen Val 3 times since, and every single time she's wearing that beautiful necklace. Your next step is to download the worksheets for this module. They will help you craft your brand story so you can share and connect with customers just like Megan. I'll see you in module 2.